Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann Pross, who's the director of Iowa Western Community College Atlantic Campus. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, you're always so excited about so many things. And Iowa Western, you know, work for Iowa Western, you have a lot of things to be excited about.
You know, we are very fortunate that we have been in a wonderful growth phase and so many good things going on. But that's thanks to a lot of people and the community, and it's all a team effort.
You bet. And the team effort, hey, this is another team effort to pull off Jazz and Wine coming up this Sunday.
It is, and it's already our sixth annual event. It's hard to imagine that 6 years have gone by, but it's just so much fun.
Yeah, people, and everybody's welcome.
You bet.
You know, I think sometimes people go, oh, I don't know if I would fit in there or whatever. Hey, it's such a good time eating and talking to people and listening to music. It's such a good time. So we want people to come. So give us the details, time, place,
you
know, what people need to know.
Yep. It's coming up this Sunday evening here in Atlantic at Iowa Western, and it runs from 5 to 7 p.m. But you don't have to come and stay that whole time. We have some guests that come and go, some guests that come and stay. Everything is fine. And it's just a fun social event. So you start out and you come in the door and you get to enjoy the music and ambiance from the Iowa Western musical students. They are set up in the foyer playing all kinds of music. I mean, the title is Jazz and Wine, but they don't stick to just jazz.
That's good. I'm not a real jazz fan. I mean, the serious jazz, but anyhow, yeah.
It's just music.
And it's, yeah, and it's that kind of nice background, as you say, ambiance. It probably, unless it's a favorite song, you probably don't tune into the specific tune too much, but it's there.
And it's neat because it's talented students who are musicians with Iowa Western, so that's always fun, showcasing their talent. And then we have a great selection of custom selected wines, and those come from Hy-Vee, so we're very fortunate to have them as a partner. And one of our committee members has worked really diligently to select the wines to make them go together with the food that we're serving that night. And then it's great to know that you can, if you find something you like that night in terms of wine, you can just go out to Hy-Vee Wine and Spirits and be able to make that selection right here in town. So that's neat. And lots of non-alcoholic beverages as well. Want to make that certain that everyone knows that too. So great gourmet coffees and punch and different things like that. And so there's the music and there's the wine. And then our food is being done by Ryan Asklin. He's the owner of Dusty's and Grizzle. And he's an Iowa Western Culinary Arts graduate.
What fun. You see the results of your work right there.
That's right. And that's always neat to tie that back in. So he's got a menu selection this year that's unique and different from any of the other years. This is the third year that he's catered for us.
And
for
that's the more or less appetizers, right?
That's
that
right.
Part of it.
Yep. Okay. That's kind of the heavy hors d'oeuvre section of the evening. And then there is just one room full of desserts.
Unbelievable, Ann. I even though I've been, you know, I've attended and been involved for a couple of years, I still go, this is unbelievable.
Well, and it's a team effort with the desserts. We have called in the cavalry. you know, this event has grown so much that we have now invited some of our area's top, you know, pastry and bakery makers. And I know that you're planning on sharing your delectable treats to that night. And we also have students from the bakery and culinary department on the Council Bluffs campus who will be preparing some of our desserts for us. So we have a huge selection.
And don't forget, Ann Pross also brings some. But she's cut back from, I don't know, the 50 or 60 she used to do. But still, Ann Pross has some wonderful things there. So, And I don't think you can taste everything, actually.
No, you really can't. I mean, I would love to try. And come Monday morning, yeah. I oftentimes do try a little bit of everything that's left. But, it is just so good that we just want people to come in and enjoy. And the best part, that it all raises dollars for scholarships for local students.
Now we're getting to the bottom line here. The reason for all this fun and good times is to raise this money.
It is. And it's so neat because the dollars that are raised from this event are exclusively awarded to Cass County residents who attend Iowa Western. So that's the really neat part. And they may be attending our campus. They may be a nursing student up at Harlan or Clarinda or on the Council Bluffs campus, or regardless of their major. It's just that they have to have a permanent residency of Cass County to apply for the Jazz and Wine Scholarship. fun. So that's the neat part. It's invested right back out into our community, increases quality of life, and the new professionals that we'll gain in our community after they've been educated.
And I'm thinking some of those students may not be right out of high school. You get an, I mean, Iowa Western, the community colleges really do a great job of bringing in those, what we used to call non-traditional students that have been out in the world for a while.
And that's still the right term today, is non-traditional, meaning been out of high school more than 5 years. And we probably have about a 50-50 mix right here at the Cass County Center. And that is a great learning opportunity because it really partners together a lot of different life experiences with students. And I think it makes a great growth experience for both parties as they work through their educational process or their career goals. And so it's neat to see the different groups of students and the different ages of students. And we're going to have lots of students there that night who have been scholarship recipients in the past.
Wonderful.
That will be helping us out. So I hope you have a chance to meet those students and talk with them. Well, on their name tag, it'll have their major of study or program of study. So that way you can learn a little bit more about who have these dollars that we've awarded after this event been invested in.
Then we have those design technology students. I'm assuming people will be able to ask questions. I don't know if any of the students will be there or not.
We will have design technology students there as well. And we have a new piece of really high-tech equipment that we're featuring as well that night. It's called a Ferro laser arm, and so that's going to be featured, our 3D printer. We're going to have both some of our first year students and some of our second year students, and you'll come and meet the students and learn about what their internship opportunities are, or what's their senior showcase. So it's a neat opportunity to kind of tour through the facility, and it's so cool because it's a lot of people think of the building as maybe being the Easter's grocery store. So Iowa Western has really changed that. You're not in the frozen.
Added on.
That's right.
Yeah, you really have.
Yep.
And as you say, you know, this is a great time to be social. But if people have not been there, this is a great opportunity because you can kind of see all the spaces.
Oh, you bet. And we have a great committee that transforms it. And then Brinks Flower and Gift Company always goes over the top with the floral designs there that night. They do an amazing job. So it's really transformed in kind of a bistro, fun, social environment that makes it just kind of different than anything that, you know, is at the other 365 days out of the year.
I'm not sure we mentioned a price.
Oh, yes. Tickets are available for $20 per person, and we are still taking reservations. We're trying to get that kind of honed in on for our caterer to give him a number. But my philosophy is the more the merrier. So if you're able to join us, call us right away, and we'll make sure that we get a set of tickets for you or whatever you need for tickets as well.
And then I've heard there are some people that say, oh, you know, I have a conflict. I can't come. But they still give you the $20.
And we have lots of wonderful sponsors as well. And really the key to raising the dollars, because last year we were able to award over almost $9,000 in scholarship, is through our sponsors and their generosity. So we love the ticket holders. That's awesome, too, because it's a great way to experience the event. But those sponsors are really the key to being able to award a significant amount of scholarship dollars back out in our community. Mm-hmm. So it takes all different parts of this puzzle to make it come together, and it just is an amazing evening, and we invite everyone to come. You know, some folks are really dressed up, some are more casual. It's okay.
Whatever.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
And
it's,
as you say, you can come and go, but you can sit down and visit with people. You can move from table to table. You don't even have to sit down if you don't want to. I mean, you know, do whatever you'd like.
That's right. There's some cocktail tables stationed around as well. Come sit down and enjoy the music, talk to the students, or see the Design Technology Center. It's a neat night to showcase a lot of different things, and we are just so thankful, you know. And, of course, our planning committee, they're amazing. Couldn't do the event without them either.
Well, that's, I think, another important part of it. If you just, Ann Pross, were doing this all by yourself, you'd do a fantastic job, but you're only one person. And this needs to be spread throughout the community. And that's what a lot of your helpers do.
It is. They are amazing volunteers. And I tell you, it's a grueling day just for the event for our volunteers. And they just work so hard and put on such a great evening for our guests. I just can't say enough thanks to those folks or those who bring their desserts and all the sponsors. And together, we create an environment where we are able then to nurture students' academic achievements and endeavors. And that makes the world world of difference to a lot of students. So those scholarship dollars.
Okay, remind us again, time, place, cost.
It's Sunday evening, March the 2nd, and it is 5 to 7 p.m. here at Iowa Western in Atlantic. You can get your tickets at our office or give us a call at 243-5527, and they're $20 per person.
All right. Thank you very much. Ann Pross, Director of the Iowa Western Community College Atlantic Campus. Until next time, well, we want to see you on Sunday. And then think about this. When questioning why, seek the answer through the creation of meaningful works.